For the Daily Princetonian, I'm Vitus LaRue. You're listening to Daybreak. Today, we cover a change in passing periods for classes, an update on the Jugtown housing plan, anti-Semitism hearings involving Columbia University, and a Russian missile strike in Ukraine. It's Thursday, April 18th. While Princeton's campus is relatively small, some students in the past have complained the current passing period of 10 minutes between classes is too short. In response, the university recently approved a change that extends the passing period and shifts class schedules. I spoke with Assistant News Editor Victoria Davies to learn more about this change.
I'm Victoria Davies, and I'm an Assistant News Editor.
Fantastic. And could you start by saying a little bit about what the change being made is?
Yes. So currently, between scheduled class times, there are 10-minute periods known as passing times where students move between their classes. From fall of 2025, these periods will be extended to 15 minutes for 50-minute class periods and 20 minutes for 80-minute class periods.
And could you tell me a little bit about why this change is being made?
Yes. So this has been a problem that has come up recently for various reasons. It was mentioned by USG, initially motivated by the expansion of the university's physical campus, and then was rethought about recently amidst the personal electric vehicle ban.
You can read more at thedailyprincetonian.com or at the link in our show notes. In local news, the agenda of the Historic Preservation Commission meeting on Monday, April 15th, was changed late on Friday to remove the review of a new multifamily housing unit that faces opposition from some Princeton residents. The proposal by RB Homes plans to create a four-story apartment building with 15 units, of which three are designated affordable, behind a two-story home built in the 1760s. The plan has generated criticism from the Save Jugstown Coalition of Princeton residents, who claim that the proposal will, quote, overwhelm the 18th century original home. The proposal, which will now be heard at a dedicated meeting in May, was pulled by RB Homes to make undisclosed adjustments. In national news, the president of Columbia University, Nemet Shafik, responded to claims of anti-Semitism on campus in a hearing held by the House Committee on Education and the Workforce. Shafik acknowledged that the instances of anti-Semitism on Columbia's campus have increased since the October 7th attack on Israel, but insisted that the university was taking action to protect students. She pointed to new restrictions on campus protests, under which 15 students have been suspended and 6 placed on probation. Shafik's hearing comes over 4 months after the committee held hearings on anti-Semitism on college campuses, which led to the resignations of the presidents of Harvard and the University of Pennsylvania. Columbia has been under investigation for anti-Semitism by the Department of Education since November. A similar investigation into Princeton was launched on April 3rd. In international news, 3 Russian missiles hit an 8-floor apartment building in the Ukraine city of Cherniv on Wednesday, killing 17 people and wounding 61 others, according to the Associated Press. This strike comes amidst reduced support from Western allies, including the United States, where a $60 billion aid package is held up in the House of Representatives. A vote on more aid is expected this week. A speaker event with Rose Gottenmiller, titled, quote, Implications of the Ukraine War for Stability and Security in NATO Europe, was held in Princeton this past Tuesday. Gottenmiller was a Deputy Secretary General of NATO between 2016 and 2019. Today, you can expect cloudy skies, with a high of 50 and a low of 42 degrees Fahrenheit. That's all for Daybreak today. Today's episode was written by Charlotte Young and me, sound engineered by Leela Siskind, and produced under the 148th Managing Board of the Prince. Our theme was composed by Ed Horan, Class of 22. For the Daily Princetonian, I'm Vitus LaRue. Have a wonderful day.